Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 21, Pretoria 22, Polokwane 18.
The traffic issues are all Jersey side. Central Joburg, M2 westbound, a crash before the Crown Interchange. And Bedford View, major crash. N3 northbound near Von Buren Road, heavy queuing traffic. Knock on N12 R24 west, more traffic. And that's towards the N3 south at Galulis.
South Africa's unemployment rate has decreased from 33.5% in the second quarter of 2024 to 32.1% in the third quarter of this year. Stats SA announced the quarterly labour force survey this morning. The director of labour statistics, Dikgolo Posoko.
The number of unemployed persons decreased by 373,000 to 8 million during the same quarter. These changes in employment and unemployment resulted in the official unemployment rate decreasing by 1.4 percentage points to 32.1% in the third quarter of 2024.
Protesters took to the streets in Indonesia South as Joburg Water cut illegal water connections. Police fired rubber bullets at residents and they retaliated with throwing rocks. The local ward councillor Puseletso Nzimande says in discussions with the utility, it was revealed that the area is responsible for most water leaks. Nzimande says she was unaware of the cut-off operation.
As a councillor, was not informed regarding the operation. Even the region, even our regional Joburg Water was not informed because they say if they inform us, apparently they say there are ongoing meetings with the minister and the mayor regarding the issue of water because of the stage one.
Action SA has proposed the SPAZA for locals bill to ensure that township businesses are 100% South African owned. In response to recent foodborne illnesses linked to SPAZA shop, the bill aimed to create jobs, foster entrepreneurship and support black industries. National spokesperson Lerat Ngobeni stressed the need for strict compliance, tougher penalties and stronger oversight measures to be implemented.
The SPAZA for Locals Bill is an essential legislative proposal aiming to promote local economic empowerment, ensure consumer safety. Local SPAZA shop owners face unique challenges in accessing the support and resources provided, leaving them under-resourced at a competitive disadvantage.
World leaders are gathering in Baku, Azerbaijan for the COP29 summit. The summit is a global conference aimed at addressing climate change. The president of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, hit back at critics of the country's petroleum industry.
It's a gift of the God. Every natural resource, whether it's oil, gas, wind, sun, gold, silver, copper, all that are natural resources. And countries should not be blamed for having them and should not be blamed for bringing these resources to the market because the market needs them.
And Asian markets sank this morning as worries about the impact of a possible trade war between China and the United States loom. This comes after the re-election of Donald Trump, who promised to impose tough tariffs when he succeeds Joe Biden. I'm Mopinard Wiffenstier, the Werkloosheidscijfer, dal in the third quarter van die jaar.
See, it's not all bad news. Yeah, the Azerbaijan. What did you expect the guys to say? Well, we're rich because we've got oil. Do you like our skyscrapers? They're nice, eh? Welcome to the climate conference.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM. We'll be right back.